Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day.
Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host, and on today's episode, we talk with Brent Tullifson with The Carpet Garage. In this exclusive interview, we talk about the family business, sales strategies, and technology and flooring, plus many other topics come up with an excellent interview. Brent Tullifson with The Carpet Garage, fourth generation owner right there at The Carpet Garage. Just a moment, our exclusive interview with Brent Tullifson. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Brent Tullifson. I'm director of sales for the Carpet Garage.
Carpet Garage. I looked at your guys' website. A number of different locations you guys have, huh?
We do. We have eight Carpet Garage locations scattered throughout Montana, North Dakota, and one lone store here in Dilworth, Minnesota.
Which is right next to Moorhead, Minnesota, which is right next to Fargo.
You got it. Stone's throw.
So you guys essentially have a Fargo location, or do you guys have a Fargo location too?
We do. We actually have two Fargo locations. We have our Fargo Carpet Garage, but then connected to that is our Tullifson's Contract Flooring. So the industry has a couple of different sectors, and the Carpet Garage focuses on one, and our contract division focuses on a couple others. So.
Sure. Talk to me about your guys' history with the Carpet Garage. You mentioned director of sales,
yes.
But you've got some family ties with the business, correct?
You got it. So my sister and my second cousin and I signed on the dotted line January 1 to become fourth generation owners of this business. So
wow,
fourth generation. I know it's you don't hear of these stories too often, but my great grandfather started the business in 1925, just a lone furniture store in Minot, North Dakota. In 1973, I believe, or 68, my grandfather...
quite a range there.
Yeah.
73, 68,
something like that.
1945.
Who knows, yeah. My grandfather and his brother bought the business from their dad, and then 1988, I'm very sure of that, my dad and his cousin bought it from their father, so...
Okay. So... Did you work here before you bought it then?
Yeah, absolutely. Family businesses, I guess I've been mowing lawns since I was 13 years old. So did that, worked in the warehouse of our businesses. We also have furniture stores, so we're part of the Slumberland franchise. So in Minot, I worked in the warehouse throughout high school.
So did that give you a sense of, obviously a sense of ownership? One day you knew you'd own it, but... Understanding the mowing the lawn and picking out the garbage and that sort of thing versus just coming in and being an office type job. Do you feel like you look at this a little differently than, say, if you just were out as a normal job?
Yeah, I definitely think it teaches you something. You know, back in the day, I didn't realize it. But now looking back and knowing what I've done and maybe lived in the shoes of some of our employees and done their positions, yeah, I've learned a whole heck of a lot from it. So,
okay, from when you started becoming a full-time, we'll say, either after high school or after college, whatever it might be, in you started saying, okay, this is really the path I'm going to go. How many stores did you guys have at that time?
Oh, boy.
Or how many stores have you been a part of new locations? Were they all there back in the 70s? Or did you guys open some over the last decade? Or?
Yeah, so my dad and his cousin, they were really the ones that generated the growth.
Okay.
We started, the Minor Carpet Garage started in 1973, '76, they opened Bismarck, and then every 3-4 years they were opening a carpet garage, it seemed like, until we got to 8. So that was where the real growth happened. And then we had 2 furniture stores, one in Minot, one in Bismarck. And an opportunity came about where a franchise owner was getting out of the business, and we had the opportunity to buy 9 Slumberlands at that time. And I think it worked out pretty well for us.
You guys have 9 Slumberlands, or
we have 11 total. We have Minot and Bismarck, and then we have 9 scattered throughout northern Minnesota.
So, in addition to the carpet garages, you guys have Slumberlands too?
We do.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. Is there a lot of crossover with, obviously, I would think, with flooring and slumbering?
I mean, retail sales, yes, but I mean, our customers can be the same, but I mean, we don't say, hey, we're the owner of this, we're the owner of that. We don't advertise together type thing.
Right, they're their own brands. You just leave them at that way. It's not like where you have your stores connected, like you mentioned, Tullifson Contracting and the carpet, which makes more sense.
Because
the flooring is more industrial, whereas Slumberland's a little bit more like higher end, nicer.
Better goods, absolutely.
Okay, so you don't have a carpet garage connected to a Slumberland, really?
We do not have any connection.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but hey, I get it. Okay. So, are you guys planning on adding any new locations? I mean, you just signed this year, so I'm getting ahead of myself, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe part of the strategy is, hey, we want to add 3 in the next 5 years. Are you guys just looking at what you got now, or is there a strategy down the road?
I would say we are ambitious and looking at the future, but this year we're really just trying to get our feet wet and get a grasp of what we're trying to take over and what we're trying to accomplish. There's a lot on each of one of our plates, and we have 180 employees that we want to make sure that we keep happy, and they know that this generation is going to run things the same or better. Sorry, Dad. The same. So hopefully they stay comfortable, and things are going to go great.
180 employees. Good time to transition into who's your customer?
Who's our customer?
Yep.
So we have multiple different customers. At the Carpet Garage, our bread and butter is residential replacement. So you are finishing your basement or redoing your kitchen or... it's just time to redo Tommy's room, whatever that may be. That's our bread and butter. Someone's going to come in, they're going to pick out what they want, and we'll help them through the installation process. But that's the bread and butter at the Carpet Garage.
So you've got the residential redos, you said. So my guess is also contractors or what were they called? Contractors, but...
Builders?
Not builders, the next step where they do renovation. Renovation contractors, sure, okay. Those people would probably be good customers, wouldn't they?
Fantastic,
yeah,
absolutely. So in the flooring industry, basically there's 4 legs to the stool, right? You have residential replacement, you have property management or multifamily, you have builder, and then you have commercial. All 4 sectors are very different from one another. And that's, we do, at the Carpet Garage, mostly residential replacement, and we dabble in builder and property management, but that's where our contract division comes into play. They are big builder, property management, and commercial, so they're going to take care of those 3 legs for us.
Remodeler was the word I was looking
remodeler,
for.
Remodeler, yes.
So much innovation talk over the last 3 days. I couldn't get off renovation. Remodeler. Okay, God, I feel so dumb. There's my old age stepping in there. So, and is that pretty much the four legs? That's pretty much industry-wide you've seen?
You got it, absolutely.
Do you guys get into it now? Okay, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes furniture stores or car dealerships or certain industries that are price point type things, they get into big gorillas or they get into wacky wavy type things or circus flags. Do you guys have any sort of specific marketing strategy, going out of business sales, that sort of thing? Do you guys have any sort of specialized, over the top P.T. Barnum type thing that works for you guys? Because I know there's certain industries it really does work.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a mascot at the Carpet Garage called Flippo the Frog. He still makes a few appearances on our TV commercials and in our newspaper print. But, back in the 80s when these mascots were huge, everyone had them.
Yeah.
My grandfather, and they went through it, and they said, yep, this is what we're going to do, and, it was crazy. So we don't use him as much as we used to, but he still makes a few appearances, and a parade here and there, you might see him. So, but from an advertising standpoint, Carpet Garage, we like to think ourselves as the Costco of the flooring industry.
Mm-hmm.
We're the guaranteed lowest price. We work with the top-of-the-line brands, buy the top-of-the-line products, and we buy in bulk, and we pass that savings directly on to the customer.
Well, when I was walking through to your office, I noticed your wall of like $99 Rembrandts over there.
Yeah, remnants.
Remnants.
We're not painting here.
Come on now. See, here I tried to class it up, the Rembrandts. A lot of people don't catch that.
Yeah.
I also say hash brown instead of hashtag.
Okay.
That's kind of fun. But I walked by, and I went, I could see where you would get just regular folks that maybe know how to do small room carpet installations themselves, that
sure.
type of thing. I could see where you get that foot traffic in here. I mean, $99 for carpet, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so remnants, they're our best value. If you've ever been to a carpet garage, or if you haven't, I mean, most of our carpet garages are about 20,000 square feet, and we have stock. So you got big carpet rolls, you got pallets of laminate, vinyl plank, all this stuff. But for carpet, when we get down under 20 feet, we have to do something with it. So we roll it up, put it on the wall as a remnant, and we just mark it down to get it up to sell it. So, but I mean, that customer is, like I said, maybe they're ready to do Tommy's room or Jenny's room. They just come in and they need a 10 by 15. We just pick one off the wall and they take it home. So.
Yeah, but every time you sell a $99 one of those, is you essentially have just hired a word of mouth advertiser for you.
You got
because
it.
Because they're going to go. That's where you guys get known as the Costco of carpet.
You got it.
I mean, I see how that absolutely works. How about when it comes to technology? And what I mean by that is stain resistant,
mm-hmm.
pet resistant.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the fibers have gotten innovative over the last decade or so, or maybe not. Talk to me about some of the new line of, pet resistant, stain resistant, nursing home, walker resistant. I imagine that type of stuff comes up quite a bit in your guys' industry.
You got it. So the most innovative thing when it comes to carpet is Mohawk is a big brand out there. They didn't invent it. DuPont, Sirona invented it. A product called Smart Strand. Basically came out in 2005, so it's been around for a fair amount of time. It's been tested. But its claim to fame is it cannot be stained. With pets, like you said, just all kids are obviously not perfect human beings out there. So things are going to happen. Life happens. And this particular fiber cannot be stained. I have it in my house. I've put it in an 09 and... We have zero stains, and we have a dog, and we have two children that have done a lot to it, and my wife even did the red wine test one night, so, sorry, honey. Everything comes out, so it's really the best of both worlds. It's also a very resilient fiber as well. When it comes to the other fibers, I mean, nylon was created back in the 50s, and that just really hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot other than gotten softer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the newest technology is Smart Strand by Mohawk.
Well, laminate, you mentioned that earlier. Is that still around? Like, has that changed?
Well, to touch on a hard surface, first and foremost, I mean, our name is the Carpet Garage, and most people, not all people realize that we sell everything. So if it goes on the floor or goes on the wall, we have it. Laminate's still around, but the hottest thing in hard surface is vinyl plank. The hot, sexy thing, people want waterproof. So there's new products out there that are vinyl or PVC core that no matter what happens, you spill a glass of water, your dishwasher breaks, whatever, it gets wet, your product won't be affected.
Okay. Just kind of wrapping up here, anything that we didn't touch on that you think people should know about Carpet Garage and kind of what you guys are trying to do out there?
We're in all of our communities. We're trying to be involved in our communities. We're just providing great services to all of our customers that are out there. It's an industry that people need flooring. Mm-hmm. So, but we're trying to stay innovative and provide the best products at the best prices.
And
day in and day out.
How many locations again?
We have 8 locations scattered throughout Montana, North Dakota, and Dilworth, Minnesota.
And you guys have a centralized website?
CarpetGarage.com. You can find all of our locations, the Bauer Company, and some of our products as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And that was Brent Tullifson with the Carpet Garage. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Of course, our website, thecrudelife.com, has other and all of our social media links there as well. And I'd also like to take this opportunity one more time to thank our sponsors for supporting the Crude Life Media Network and keeping podcasts like this free.
Because we're back to the way.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies, and until next time, be happy and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. 'Cause I'm gonna-